sort of framework that I should be using for my study. So in this case, well, later on you know that I choose that resident in the visitor framework. I think that actually quite useful in, you know, when I'm doing my analysis.
So why did you choose?
That one is quite simple in the sense that rather than talking about whether you are the native, what do they call it? The digital native person
digital.
In the digital environment, I feel it's better like I'm doing the internet for a purpose. I'm more like a visitor. I'm doing something with a specific purpose. I don't want to have a permanent presence online. I actually want to have some sort of privacy myself as well. So I don't like people tracking where I'm doing or whatever. So on the other hand, I also feel that there are people, they like to be resident in the internet. You know, they will be 24/7 online, either playing computer games or either they like tweeting, you know, tweeting or Facebook, things like that. So I found using that framework, you know, I feel I can actually start building up or try to categorize the whole new, I would say, paradigm, a new way to look at that social learning technologies framework, I would say, or also my teaching framework as well. And the reason why I start writing that is that I'm also taking the 6101 effective teaching paper, and I've learned a lot of learning and teaching theories as well. So I start combining the two different ideas. So that's how I start doing the writing. So initially I was actually a bit falling behind Kay and Mike and Mola as well. But now I start catching up now. So to create this presentation, I've done the Prezi and that photo editing program. Then we've also learned something like sending texts in Moodle, Google Reader, LS Reader, things like that, Word Cloud. In the fourth lesson, we've learned those four squares. Sorry, I missed that class. Actually, I would really like to see how to apply me.com. But I still appreciate you have that quick there. At least I know how to do the Wikitube now. And I think Quick is actually quite, it's a very useful application in the sense that when we miss the class, at least we know what's happening, even we are outdoor or not, attending the lessons. So the main thing is this one, how have these learning technology changed my teaching framework? So as I said, I using that as my starting point. So we are thinking about, am I a resident, am I a visitor? And well, I assume that my student would be more a visitor because myself is a visitor. Although that assumption could be wrong because there are also students that they are very actively seeking, they're pretty keen in seeking information using the internet. But I believe that if I match those visitors' expectation, I should be able to at least to fulfill the general learning experience in the class as a whole. So I think the resident one, you don't have to worry about them. They normally would be able to actively finding the information. While I think the visitor or the one that's going behind that need to be, you know, looked after. That's my teaching philosophy. So I first talk about the usefulness of blocking. I think I really like blocking because especially WordPress, like today, I think Nadesa come to my room saying that, oh, he can't put in the YouTube video in his blog. And I show him to him, oh, he just simply paste the hyperlink and then the video just come from there. Instead, I mean, he just actually paste those little icons in WordPress. It's actually far easier, I mean, than the time when I first learned HTML. So I think WordPress is very user-friendly. And I believe that even people have no computing background or whatever, that would actually suit their needs, I would say. So I talked about the advantages and disadvantages of using blocking.